So we're up to the Gemara, a bit of a shortened shiur today under the circumstances, but let's begin straight away. We're in the Gemara of Mem Hei Amud Beis, Gufa, about halfway down the Yomud, in the middle of the page. Gufa. We're now looking again at a piece of Gemara that was already stated higher up the Yomud. Omar Rav Dimi Bar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav. Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas, three people who ate together, v'yotzo echol, and one of them left. V'yotzo echol mehem l'shuk, koirin loy u'mezamnin olov. So you call him, and you can do zimun together with him. And if you remember, what we said was then that he doesn't actually have to rejoin you. He just stops where he is, and as long as he can see you and hear you and respond, you could do zimun with him, even though he never actually came back to the place that you initially ate together with him. That was the line of the Gemara that we had mentioned already. Omar Abaya, the who the kori lay, the oni. That is providing that you call out to him, the oni, and he will respond. Oni is to respond, like the word shemea ka'oina. So, yes, he doesn't need to make it all the way back to where you ate, but at least he has to be able to hear you and to respond from wherever he's standing. Says Rashi, V'hu de kari leva oni, she somuch hu etzlom. At least he's close to them, he's close to them. V'oine baruch hu, and he will respond by saying baruch hu. So yes, he doesn't need to come all the way back, but at least close enough to be able to hear you and respond to you. Omar Mar Zutra, and now a further condition, back into the Gemara. Omar Mar Zutra, V'lo Yomron Elo Bishloisha. When did we say this leniency that he does not need to come all the way back? That's when you're dealing with a Zimun of three. As we well know, there's two types of Zimuns, with three and with 10. What's the difference? With 10, you add the word Elokeinu. So if we're talking about a Zimun of three, yes, then the previous rule applies, as in, he does not need to come all the way back. Ba'asora. But if we're dealing with 10 people and he's the 10th man, so then he does have to come all the way back. Says Rashi. Loi Omron, when did we say that Deloi Sorich Lemaisi Gabayhu, that he does not need to come all the way to them, Gabayhu, to join them? Elo Shloisha, that's only when you're talking about three people. Avol Asara, but when you're talking about there were 10 in total, Sheyit Starifu Mishum Hazkoras Hashem, comma, where there they are joining force in order to mention Hashem's name, then add the osi gabayhu. Then he does need to join them. So it's not a general rule that the person who left doesn't need to rejoin. It's only true for three, but not for 10. That's what Abaya tells us. Now, sorry, Mazutra. That's what Mazutra is teaching us. Says the Gemara, one second. Maskiv lo Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi attacked, and he says, I disagree. Why do I disagree? Ipcha mistabra. I would have said that the other way around is more logical. You're telling me that we're more machmer with 10? And you've got to summons him back completely, I would have said we should be more makel with 10. Why so? Other rabbah, ipcha mistabra. Why is the other way around mistabra? Mistabra means logical. The opposite is logical. What's the logic? Tisha, 9 people nearing ka'asara, look like 10. If you see a group of nine people, very hard to discern the difference between 9 and 10. It all pretty much looks the same. But shnayim ein nirin kishloisha. But 2 does not look like 3. Therefore, says Rav Ashi, I would have said, if anything, the opposite way around. That when you're dealing with 3 people and one of them has left, so if the third one who's left doesn't rejoin properly, that doesn't look like a zimun at all. Because I only see a group of 2 people. And that's clearly recognizable that it's not 3. Whereas when you have 10 people and one has left, you've got 9 left, that basically looks like a large group. It's very hard to tell that it's not 10. So I would have said to Rav Ashi that to the contrary, when you've got 10, I would see less reason, not more. I would see less reasons to summons back the 10th guy, as long as he can hear you. So basically it's all together and it looks like a group of 10. That would be a good enough. But in the case of 3 people where 3 and 2 does not look the same at all, so I would have said to the contrary, that the third person really does have to come back. So I would be more machme with 3 than with 10. And yet you are being more machme with 10 rather than 3. And that's what it means. Ipcha mistabrum, the opposite way around, is really more logical.
I find his reasoning a little difficult. To me, a better answer would be, you need 3. In other words, you take 2. By bringing the third, you create a chov. You bring it into reality, this obligation. To me, that's more compelling of an argument.
You really asked a double kasha, and they're both very good kashas. Number one, just what does this whole logic mean? It looks like this and it looks like that. I mean, either you have it or you don't. Well, who cares what it looks like? If we have 10 people who come into a shul, then you have a minion. And if you have 9 people in a shul and one person standing outside, what do you want to say? Well, that's good enough because it looks like a minion. What does that mean? What does that mean? Number one. Number two, as you asked, why couldn't we ask what the Chayyur would see a more compelling argument, and that when you have 9, you have a zimun.
Yeah.
It's just a question of topping it off with the Elokeinu, but the Chayyur is established. So there, you're right, more likely to say, basically, you've got a zimun, so if the 10th person is not mamish there, it's good enough. When you have 3, you're actually trying to create the chiv of zimun, so to the contrary, maybe there you have to have 3 absolutely together. So those are both very good questions. With regard to the first question, we're going to have to keep open for the moment. Meaning, what type of logic is this, saying that it looks like 3 and it looks like 10? Because this is really a question that basically we have not addressed at all. And it's a very, 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 very big topic in Zimun. In fact, it's one of the main topics. And that is, what actually constitutes 3 people together? What does together mean? How together does have together have to be? Same table, same room, same building, across the street. And incredibly, this was the main shaila being asked last year.
Corona.
Because there's a Rashba that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, unbelievable, who was asked a question about joining forces to make a minion.
Right.
Where again, we have a similar concept of tziruf, people joining forces. And again, you have the $64 million question. What does that mean, 10 people together? How together is together? And the Rashba threw in this phrase, maybe it's the same as Zimun. Who would have thought that that maybe of the Rashba 1,000 years later would be the basis for hundreds and thousands of minyonim for months? Because of one Yid, the Rashba in Spain, who was asked a shaila the best part of 1,000 years ago, and he threw in his line as an afterthought almost, and he said, well, maybe it's the same as Zimun. And that was the basis for all of our garden and mirpeset minyonim. So the common denominator, it might be a common denominator, as the Rashba said, ve'efsha, not muchach. It could be that the together of 10 people together for a minyan is different for Zimun. But the Rashba said, maybe it's the same. So that question we're going to have to leave open for the moment, because maybe it really does depend on what does it look like. And then Mara says it looks like 10, or it looks like 3, or maybe that will be a criteria. Maybe that will be a criteria as in, yes, it depends on what it looks like and how it seems to the eye. So this is a question that we'll have to put on hold and we'll have to try and address. Either way, says the Gemara in conclusion, the Ilchasa Kamar Zutra. All of Ravashi's Tainas, very nice, but the Halacha is like Mazutra. And what did Mazutra say? That the third person does not need to come back, but the tenth person does need to come back. Yes, it's true. Ravashi said, I would have said the opposite, that we should be more makel with 10 to say that he does not need to come back. But the Ma'aseh Gemara says that's not the halacha. We are more machme, not more medical. We are more machme when it comes to 10. And why is that, Bemet? Says the Gemara, my timer. What's the reason? Why indeed are we more machme for 10? We offered Lechayra very good arguments to say that really we should be more medical when it comes to 10, because it looks like a big group. Or Meshazelik, as you said, because I've already got a chiyuv established. All good arguments, and yet in the final analysis, the Gemara doesn't accept those. And the Gemara says that no, we go with Mazutra. Why are we more machme with 10? Says the Gemara, my timer, kiven de boi la adkuri, because we want to make mention, shame shomayim, comma. Because when it comes to 10, we want to make Shemayim, we want to make mention of Shem Shemayim, we're going to say, Nevarech Elokeinu. Therefore, Botzir Me'asora, any less than 10 people, is Lav Oirach Ara. What does that mean? It's not Oirach Ara? Not Derech Eretz, not Kohet. So it's not so much that there's no chiyuv, or that it doesn't look like 10. It's not covered to make mention of the Shem Shamayim if you have one person who's really not part of the group. That's the issue over here. Omar Abaye says Abaye. Now this is a Gemara that we actually quoted before we learned Tosfos on Amud Aleph. We jumped to the end of the Gemara, but now we're seeing it in its correct place. We had a machlokes early on, if you remember, when you have two people, they definitely have no chiyuv zimun. The question is, may they do zimun? And as we explained last time, we're not talking about being mates each other with benchim, we're talking about the first part of Boisei Nevorich. So Omer Abaye, Noktinon, we maintain la locha. Shnaim, she'ochlu ka'achas. If two people eat together, then they cannot do zimun. Mitzvah lecholik. It is actually a mitzvah for them to split up so that they should not do zimun at all. So we had a machlokes about this, whether two people can or can't do zimun. And here the Gemara is telling us in the final analysis, two people cannot do zimun, and to the contrary, mitzvah lechalek, they should really split up from each other. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi. This is the way we have it in a braisa as well. By the way, I think we missed out one Rashi. Let's just go back to Rashi that we missed out. Nirim ka'asoro, 9 people looks pretty much similar to 10. De ein odom mamahir. A person cannot quickly la'avchin bein asoro letisha. A person cannot quickly discern. La'avchin means to discern. Between 10 and 9. Okay, Mitzvah lecholik. Now this Rashi we saw early on, if you remember when we saw the Tosfos quoting it. Mitzvah levarich lecholik or levarich kolachas b'fnei atzmoi. Bein berkas hamoitzi, bein berkas hamozai. So if you remember, Tosfos quoted this Rashi, because you see from this Rashi, the Rashi is learning that the entire sugya is talking about what? Not only berkas hamozai, but also berkas hamoitzi. And that's why Rashi needs to point out that in the final analysis, when we say it's a mitzvah to split up, it means don't do benching together, and don't either do Birkas HaMoitzi together. Tosfos did not like this. Tosfos learns that we're only talking about Birkas HaMoitzi. But with regard to Birkas HaMoitzi, no discussion, 100% Shemea Koena, but Rashi disagrees. Okay, we saw that last time. So now, Abaye is telling you in the final analysis, two people do not do zimun. To the contrary, it's a mitzvah lechalik. Tanin nami ochi. So too, we have the same in a brisa. It says shnayim sha'ochlu ka'achas mitzvah lechalik. So you see exactly what Abaye said is written explicitly in the brisa, except there is an addition. It says b'med bar mamurim. Kishashneyem Seifrim. What's the Seifer?
Learned person.
A Seifer is a learned person. It doesn't mean necessarily a scribe as in a Seifer. In the Lashonos of Chazal, we call, for example, Divrei Drabonon, we call them Divrei Seifrim. Seifrim are Drabonon. So that's what it means over here as well. When did we say that two people should split up and each one should bench separately? That's only kishashneim seifrim. They're both talmidei chachamim. They know how to read, and they can bench separately. But what happens? Al echad seifer ve'echad bur. What happens if one of them is a wise person? Ve'echad bur, which means he is ignorant. So now we have a problem. This boor, if you send him away, who says he'll be able to bench by himself? Mara, you're right. Al echod seifa v'echod boor. Seifa mevorech ubur yoitze. Then the seifa should really bench, and that the boor should listen, and should mechaven, and should echoin. I believe this is the way we paskin. This is where we pass in the halacha, that indeed two people do not do a zimun. They're definitely not obligated, the chiddush is, that they do not do a zimun even if they wanted to. Also, just give me 2 seconds. Thank you. Okay, says the Gemara.
Can I ask a question? I'm just curious why the Gemara in Halacha has excluded Birchas HaMazon from the whole concept of Shemaya Kona.
What do you mean?
Everything else we can do, every other mitzvah, every other bracha we can do by Shemaya Kona, no? Someone can say it on
including
our
including benching, you know, including benching. Remember we discussed last time that the issue at hand is not the benching. That we saw on Ahmad Aleph. We said it's true. In the old times when they used to do Zimun, then one used to bench on behalf of everybody. Nowadays we don't do that. Doesn't mean we've lost our Zimun. That's not Zimun. Zimun means that you don't say Rabbi Sain of Orech. That's what it means.
Oh, so we're only talking about Zimun.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. The whole concept of Zimun, as we discussed last time, is a unified benching. In Shemaya Ko'ina, when I make Kiddush on Friday night and my family listen, it's as if everybody made Kiddush.
Uh-huh.
There's not one unified Kiddush. When I say Kiddush and you listen, Shemaya Ko'ina, it's as if you responded and said Kiddush yourself. When we say Rabbi Sai Nevorech and you respond Nevorech, that makes it, as it were, unified benching.
Okay.
And even nowadays, when we do not have one person benching on behalf of everybody. If you remember, for reasons we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, because it's hard for us to concentrate, et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't mean we've lost the principle of Zimun. By virtue of the fact that we began saying Nevoreich, so even when we bench separately, but it's in fact one unified benching. That's what we're discussing over here. Omar Rava. Now, this is a new halacha in Zimun, and this is, by the way, very, 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 very negeah halacha l'maisa. Omar Rava, ha milsa, the following matter, amrita ano, was said by me, ve'itamra mishmei de Reb Zeira kevosi, and it was said in the name of Reb Zeira, like me as well. So this is my personal chidush, but I've heard that they're saying the exact same in the name of Reb Zeira as well. So it seems to be everybody agrees to the following chiddush. And what is that? Shloisha sha'ochlu ka'achas. If three people are eating together, echod mafsik lishnayim ve'ein shnayim mafsikin le'echod. What does that mean? We always talk about the classic case of Zimun. The three people ate together and they all finished eating together and they're all ready to bench at the same time. Here comes the classic question. This is, it happens very, very often. Not all of them have finished eating. Two have finished eating and would like to bench, but one of them is still eating, or the other way around. One is ready to bench, but two are eating. Do the ones who are actually not yet ready to bench, do they have to stop and listen to the other one or ones and respond to a Zimun or not? And that's what the Gemara said, it depends. One person has to stop eating to respond to two, but two do not have to stop to respond to one. So one of the three people happens to be, has finished his meal, he says, I'd like to go now. The other two, who are the majority, they can, but they do not need to stop in favor of the one. Whereas if the majority have stopped and the other one is still eating, he's got to stop for them. And that's what it means. Shloisha shachlu ke'achas, achad mafsik l'shtayim. One person has to be mafsik, has to stop his eating in favor of the other two. But in shnai mafsik in le'echod, but two do not need to be mafsik for the sake of one, says Rashi. Echod mafsik l'shtayim im gomru hashnayim se'udoson. If two people completed their meal, V'roitzim zamein, and now they want to do zimun. Derech eretz hu. It is courteous. It is the proper conduct. Shiyeheho echod. That the one person who actually has not finished his meal, mafsik esudosai. He should interrupt his meal. Ad shizamnu olov. Ad birkas hazon. Until they've done zimun with him, until the end of the first bracha. Tahayu birkas zimun. And then v'chayzer v'goyim esudosai, and then he can quite happily go back and eat the remaining part of his meal. Avol shnayim, but if it's two people who are in the middle of eating, then ein aleihem lahafsik, then it is not incumbent on them to stop bishvil hayochid, just for the one. That's not derech eretz. You go with the majority. Why should the majority of the group have to stop their eating just because one person happens to be finished? Again, if they want to, of course they can. You cannot say that Derech Eretz requires it, and therefore V'yamtim, and therefore this person will jolly well have to wait, ad shiyigmaru, until they're finished their suda. Whereas when two want to bench, then they do not need to hang about and wait for the one. Rather, the one, because of Derech Eretz, will be required to stop. Okay, we have to stop over here, talking of stopping. And hopefully, again, we'll take it day by day. But let's hope, Mr. Shem, tomorrow at normal time.
Okay, Tadarabha, thank you.
Great.
Have a great day.
All the best.